Welcome to 1015 Podcasts. Today we're joined by Sally Eberhardt, Executive Board Member of the Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre, an incredible community hub providing vital support to families across Caboolture. Sally's here to tell us about their upcoming open day on the 9th of April, a free, fun-filled family event during the school holidays. You won't want to miss it, so let's dive in. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Deb. It's lovely to be here.
So what is the Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre and how long has it been serving the community?
Okay, well, the Neighbourhood Centre provides direct support for community members who are facing physical, emotional and or financial hardship. So this could be anything from domestic violence to needing relationship counselling to needing budgeting help or help with SPERS debt, all sorts of things. And with the pressures of the rental crisis and the ever-increasing cost of living, we have more and more people needing our help. So getting back to how long has, if I can call it CNC, because Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre is a bit of a mouthful. So CNC was established in late 1987 following an application for funding by what was then the Combined Emergency Care Organisation. And that's now the Caboolture Community Care. And the Neighbourhood Centre shares premises with Caboolture Community Care, and the two organisations work really closely together to help the community. So we're heading for 40 years of service next year, and in that time, as you can imagine, Caboolture's population has doubled many, many times. So we have all sorts of services that are offered by the centre, all sorts of welfare information referral. We do actually have Services Australia on site. And we're the only neighbourhood centre in Australia that actually has Services Australia on site. And we find Martin very, very helpful in all sorts of circumstances. We do budgeting counselling, family support and counselling, support for the multicultural community, tax help and visa immigration services.
So, Sally, who can access these services?
Anyone. Really, there's no referral required. There's no waiting list. Just pop in, or if you're struggling with something and you don't know where to turn, try us. We have lots of services and programs. But if we can't help you, we can give you the contact details of somewhere that can. So we have a Facebook presence. Pop into the office at 9 George Street, or call on the phone and make an appointment.
Sally, what gap does the centre fill in the community, in the Caboolture community? Who are the most vulnerable people it helps?
Well, we say that we help those who fall through the cracks of society, those who need help and just don't know where to go. In terms of the most vulnerable, children and the elderly are generally most at risk. The fastest growing demographic of homelessness is women over 55. So once again, the elderly are at a lot of risk.
Sally, tell us a little bit about your personal journey.
Okay. Well, BPW Caboolture was my pathway to involvement with CNC. So a business and professional women of Caboolture member, Michelle Halverson, was on the board of CNC. They wanted another female and she asked me to do that. So that was about 13 or 14 years ago. And BPW have maintained strong ties with every female board member of Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre has been a member of BPW. BPW also has CNC as a community partner, and BPW supports some of our families with hampers of groceries each Christmas. So it's a very close relationship. I'm secretary of the executive board, so I take minutes of the meetings, but I also attend most of the events, post on social media, and I network a lot. That's what I do. It's what I love to do. So I help build relationships with other organisations and people, and I get to introduce those organisations to the neighbourhood centre, and these are organisations that can help people in ways that we don't.
Sally, tell us a little bit about the open day. What do we expect?
Okay. The open day, it's a really, really great chance for for us to strengthen connections between community members and the organisations that support them across the region. Really, it's about having a fun and relaxing few hours for you and your family. So I'll just reiterate, it is on the 9th of April. It's during school holidays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Free entry for everyone. Everyone's welcome. Everyone receives soft drink or water and a sausage sizzle and a free raffle ticket. We have some great raffles. There's lots of fun for the, especially for the kids. It's a great day for the kids, and it's really nice for the parents to be able to take their kids out for the day without it costing them a cent. So there's a petting zoo with farmyard animals by Amazing Animals to You. We have a bouncy castle by Jumpingland. There's live music by Northside Concert Orchestra, which I must admit I'm really looking forward to hearing those strings. We have face painting and karaoke. The karaoke has been hugely popular in recent years. We even have a hairdresser who provides free haircuts. There's the $1 raffles with great prizes, as I mentioned. There's a coffee van on site. Buy yourself a coffee. And we have lots of community organisations, and these are people, as I say, who help help people in the community in ways that perhaps we don't, but we work together with them. So, as I said, we have employment services, NDIS services, Eats for the Streets will be there, the Prison Transport Group, Services Australia, Department of Housing, and quite a few more.
Sally, why is it especially important to create events like this for families doing it tough?
I think one of the biggest things is that these people, everyone can just relax, forget their worries for a few hours and just feel normal for a while. They can also find out about all sorts of help that they can receive without any stigma. They can just pop around and have a chat to the organisations at the stalls and find out what help there is for them. And the kids, especially if you've got kids, great day. Let the kids take part in all the activities and the entertainment and have something to eat without it costing a cent, without worrying about the budget. So it's our outreach to the community.
Can you tell us a little bit about the heart behind the work?
Our community encompasses everyone who lives in our area. And, some people need our help, and some people in organisations help us to help others. Your times are tough. We need to look out for each other. So it's, it is very much a warm heart in the middle of the community, just there to help.
What are the biggest challenges facing families in Caboolture right now?
For some, it's as simple as keeping a roof over their head and food on the table, mostly due to the rental crisis and the ever-increasing cost of living. Wages and welfare payments aren't keeping up with the higher rents or the higher utility bills, the higher grocery bills, and now the fuel crisis, which will make all these problems even worse. People who never dreamt they would ever be homeless are now living in their cars or couch surfing or living in tents. So there's some really big challenges being faced by families of just keeping it all together.
Yeah. How does the centre work to reduce the stigma around seeking help?
Yeah, we're really friendly and non-judgmental. We welcome your inquiries because it means you're getting help rather than struggling on your own. Our values are compassion, integrity, respect, and perseverance. And we live those values every day. If you pop into reception, you'll feel how friendly and that people are, they're just there to help. We don't ask, how did you get into the situation? We just ask, what is your situation? What help do you need? And we'll do our best to give you that help that you need.
So everyone keeps their dignity, which is really important, isn't it?
Definitely.
So what's the role of volunteers and community partners? How can local businesses and individuals get involved?
We wouldn't exist without the help of our wonderful volunteers and community partners. We always need more volunteers because often our volunteers go on to paid employment, either with the Neighbourhood Centre itself or somewhere else. We love our volunteers, we look after them, and they gain confidence and learn many skills. So it's a great stepping stone to employment or a wonderful way to give back to the community. As for community partners, we have referral partners, and these are the organisations. So I'm saying you do some of the things that, we don't do and help in a way that we don't. And we also have businesses and individuals who support us via donations, whether that be knitted blankets from a knitting group, quilts and toiletry bags from some of the ladies at Caboolture Crazy Quilters, wooden toys from a local men's shed, toothpastes and toothbrushes from a local dentist, and so much more. Businesses also help out by donating prizes for our fundraising raffles, and we've got some great prizes. For example, Caboolture Sports Club has donated 4x$50 gift cards. Crown Collectibles has donated a $100 Pokemon pack, which sounds like fun. Ariana Doolin has donated a gift card. Terry Young has donated gift basket. Caboolture Bowl and Mini Golf have donated a pass. Golden Circle have donated a $50 gift card. Cranky's Candles have donated candles, soaps and a gift voucher. We even have a T-shirt from Buddy's Brewery. And we are always looking for more donations and prizes. So if you can help, please get in touch. We would be most grateful. Okay, so the open day is 9th of April at 9 George Street. It is free. Lots of fun for the whole family. Come along. You don't have to need support to come along. Just come along, see what we do. Meet some of the people that are involved. You might want to volunteer at some stage or something like that. And if you feel funny about having a free sausage, there is a donation box there. You know, drop a couple of bucks in there if you feel funny about having something for free. Some people do. What I'd really like for people – oh, sorry. to find out more about the Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre and the Open Day, follow us on Facebook. So that's Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre. Search for us on Facebook. Check out our website, which is caboolturenhc.com.au, or feel free to phone our friendly reception team on 07 54 95 3818.
And Sally, what's the one thing you'd love listeners to take away from today's conversation?
I'd love them to realise that you are our community. Whether you need our help or you can help others in some way, just come in and talk to us and, of course, come along to the open day.
And that's a wrap. A huge thank you to Sally Eberhardt for joining us today. Don't forget, the Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre Open Day is on the 9th of April during the school holidays, and it's completely free. Enjoy a sausage sizzle, petting zoo, bouncy castle, live music, face painting, karaoke and $1 raffles. Whether you need support or just want a great family day out, come along. Over 500 people came last time, so spread the word and we'll see you there. Health and wellbeing, business, local community. We've got the podcast for you on 1015fm.com.au.